city without trees. You will not know the trees. You will never hear their green secrets that today whisper into the ears of the winds. Nor will your hands know the rugged caress of trunks that safeguard the edges of the road. There won't be a perch in your patio for the red song of the cardinals, for the sweet apple flame of August, nor any shade that silences the barking of the dog days, nor heights where the serpent's legless venom cannot crawl. It will be hard for you to imagine that below the asphalt are the roots of an ancient city of rugged columns, sonorous domes of birds and suns. Through the crystals of a diorama, you will see mute creatures, contraptions made of plastic, wood and nostalgia, just as we now see the captive buffalo yearning for the vastness of the prairie. You'll hear amazing stories from another time, when packs of walnut trees exhaust the forest in search of the gift of currants. The tree for you will be planted in the remote dust of the library. It will flourish in the strange paragraphs of a curious treatise on mythology. Perhaps when leafing through an old book, you'll envy the one who on an afternoon heard the wind fly between leaves and tried to sow in their words the whispers, the secrets that you'll never again listen to, of the last tree that lived on earth.